Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Cannabis is an exciting emerging sector with enormous growth and investment potential for decades to come. Blockchain is a red-hot tech trend. Its proponents insist that this is revolutionary technology with virtually limitless potential for future applications. Given these market realities, a number of junior corporations have cynically been looking for ways that they can attach the word blockchain or cannabis to their operations, whether or not there's actually a significant cannabis or blockchain component to their company. India Globalization Capital, trading on NYC American as IGC, is a U.S.-based junior corporation that has recently been talking about cannabis and blockchain in its most recent news. Is this just more corporate window dressing? No, it's not. IGC is a cannabis biopharma corporation. While the company continues some legacy operations relating to commodity training, equipment leasing, and property management since 2013, its principal focus has been on pioneering opportunities in the large and growing cannabis biopharma space. Adding blockchain to this business model is a much more recent development, but it's hardly window dressing either. On December 26, 2017, the company announced a new initiative to immediately incorporate blockchain innovations into its cannabis biopharma business model. I'm Jonathan Brown. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with IGC's CEO, Ram Mukunda, to connect the dots on India Globalization Capital, cannabis, and blockchain. Thanks for joining me today, Ram.
Thank you, Jonathan. My pleasure.
To start off, for new investors, could you please briefly introduce your company?
Yes, I can. IGC is listed on the NYSE American. We're based out of Maryland on the East Coast. We have two lines of business, as you mentioned. One is a legacy business. It's an infrastructure business that we've been doing for the past 10 years. And the other is a cannabis pharmaceutical business. Now, over the past 4 years, we have filed about 7 patents for various diseases and disorders using a combination therapy model that uses cannabis extracts along with other either natural medicines or existing medications. Our lead product is Hylolex, and that provides relief to patients suffering from Alzheimer's disease. And we're in the process of launching Hylolex. We came across many issues related to product identification assurance, and so on, that we are using blockchain to address. So when you mention blockchain, we are the first cannabis pharmaceutical company with a lead product for Alzheimer's. We're also the only cannabis pharma company that's using blockchain to address many of the issues that plague the industry.
And IGC is already well advanced in its cannabis biopharma research. With your flagship initiative, why did you target this specific medical condition?
Jonathan, that's a very good question. Hylolex is our flagship initiative, as I mentioned. It's a formulation that's based on many years of research that was done by a professor Chaohui Chao, an eminent researcher at the University of South Florida. Now, there's an interview of him that was done by CNN's Sanjay Gupta, and it was done for the show Weed 3, and a clip of that is on our website. He discovered some very interesting properties of THC, especially when it was combined with other natural products, and he filed a patent on this work. He's been working on it for about 5 to 7 years. We were very fortunate to acquire the rights to his research and the patent filing. And we took that work and we created a liquid formulation around that research. Now, none of the other pharmaceutical companies are in this space, so we have a first mover advantage. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. It affects some 44 million people worldwide. In the US alone, 5.3 million people are affected by this disease. And it's frequently referred to as America's most expensive disease. It costs about $235 billion a year. Now, it turns out that Alzheimer's has two major markers. One is intracellular plaque and the other is intracellular tangles. Now, these occur, interestingly enough, between 15 to 20 years before major symptoms like long-term memory loss is manifested. Now, our product has two dosages. A patient can either take it twice a day or take it three times a day. The lower dose has been shown on Alzheimer's cell lines, and this has been shown by Dr. Chow, to impact plaques and tangles over a longer time frame. The higher dose, on the other hand, has been shown to relieve many of the symptoms more immediately. These are symptoms that moderate to advanced Alzheimer's patients have. Symptoms like anxiety, aggression, sleep disorder. And in animal models, we've also shown that it restores short-term memory. So this is a very exciting product and a very exciting area. Now, we believe that it will go a long way to relieving caregiver distress. So the medication can benefit patients and caregivers in many of the ways that I outlined. And, you know, frankly, we are at this point very driven by the prospects of helping bring some relief to patients suffering from this terrible disease.
It's very exciting and interesting. Now, looking at the blockchain side of things, most investors will always associate blockchain with cryptocurrencies. But for investors still learning about this technology, can you just briefly explain what blockchain is all about?
Certainly, Jonathan. Blockchain is a technology that uses distributed databases as opposed to a centralized database. So these distributed databases are referred to as distributed ledgers. It's a technology that allows for verification to be done at multiple sites and at multiple levels. It's used extensively in cryptocurrency, but it also has many other uses. For example, IBM and Walmart teamed up for using blockchain for food safety. Energy companies are using blockchain and starting to use blockchain for many of their applications as well. So it's a technology that's fairly broad, and it's a very, very interesting technology that we are using to address some of the issues that we have. And we can get into some of those specifics as well.
Yeah, taking a look at some of those specifics, where are the opportunities for IGC to become an industry leader in introducing blockchain technology into the pharma sector and in general, biopharma in particular?
Well, if you think about it, the issue that we face when launching a product that's like Hylex, it involves us having to monitor growers of cannabis to make sure that they don't use any pesticides, that their growing techniques are organic. Not just monitor, but also verify. The second stage comes when processing of the cannabis plant itself into a product that can be used for to make our product. So that also requires monitoring as well as verification. And then at the dispensary level, the same thing. So there's a lot of monitoring and a lot of compliance with local packaging laws, compliance with state label disclosure laws, and a host of other state-by-state compliance-related rules and regulations. So all of this sort of lends itself to using a distributed ledger system, which is what we're doing to create a platform that we can use to essentially monitor as well as to verify at multiple levels. So if you think about our product, we are sort of using this technology, or we're creating a platform to use this technology to be able to do product verification, to do product origin identification, as well as origin assurance, which is going to be very important to our customers and to the users. So that is sort of how we are using it. To give you an example, there was a recent article in JAMA that said that 70% of all cannabidiol products sold online are either over or under labeled. So we think our platform, when it's ready, can help resolve issues like this.
Yeah, there certainly seems to be a lot of exciting potential here. Over the remainder of 2018, what should investors be watching out for with respect to the company's next steps?
Well, Jonathan, over the 2018 timeframe, we expect to launch our lead Alzheimer's product in 10 states. We're hoping to launch this in several of the states in the next month or two. So we're going to start with a pilot program and then expand that very quickly. We're expecting to bring this product or introduce the product to Canada as well as to Germany. And we're also working on a product for Parkinson's. We are hoping to finalize that. We're also working on two other new patents that we expect to be filing. And we expect to introduce the blockchain solution to the industry. So 2018 is a very, very exciting year for us, with a lot of milestones that investors can watch for.
Cannabis and blockchain for India Globalization Capital. These are more than just mere buzzwords intended to get investors salivating. These are cornerstones of IGC's business model. In the eyes of many investors, this will represent a foundation for success. This is Jonathan Brown. I have been speaking with Ram Mukunda. Thanks for spending time with us today, Ram.
Thank you, Jonathan. My pleasure.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.